The Mysterious Affair at Stiles by Agatha Christie.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
The Mysterious Affair at Stiles by Agatha Christie. Read by Andrew Sachs. Chapter 1. I Go to Stiles. The intense interest aroused in the public by what was known at the time as the Stiles case has now somewhat subsided. And nevertheless, in view of the worldwide notoriety which attended it, I've been asked, both by my friend Poirot and the family themselves, to write an account of the whole story. This, we trust, will effectually silence the sensational rumours which still persist. I will therefore briefly set down the circumstances which led to my being connected with the affair. I'd been invalided home from the front, and after spending some months in a rather depressing convalescent home, was given a month's sick leave. Having no near relations or friends, I was trying to make up my mind what to do when I ran across John Cavendish. I'd seen very little of him for some years. Indeed, I'd never known him particularly well. He was a good 15 years my senior, for one thing, though he hardly looked his 45 years. As a boy, though, I'd often stayed at Stiles, his mother's place in Essex. We had a good yarn about old times, and it ended in his inviting me down to Stiles to spend my leave there.
"Oh, the mate'll be delighted to see you again, after all those years," he added.
"Your mother keeps well?" I asked.
"Oh, yes, yes. Suppose you know that she's married again."
I'm afraid I showed my surprise rather plainly. Mrs. Cavendish, who had married John's father...